Day 5. Our trials, both with people and circumstances, help to develop maturity in us. Though our trials don't feel good at the time, they are for our good. They teach us to hate sin, both ours and those of the world. They also place in us a deep longing for heaven and teach us not to become too reliant on this life. Sometimes patience is also called long-suffering. This means having an ability to endure hard times. I don't know about you, but I can definitely think of some people who have had to suffer long in this life. While I believe I've had my share of hardships, there are so many others who've been through so much more. But it's not a competition of who has it the worst. I once heard it said that suffering is anything that wouldn't happen in the Garden of Eden. We all have hardships, and they're a big deal to us and to God, our loving Father who sees us. Today we're going to read James 1, 1 through 12. We studied verses 2 through 3 in our week on joy. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossoms falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because they have stood the test. That person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. I want us to consider those inevitable trials. Sometimes trials gradually build over time, but sometimes they are full-blown ambushes. Have you had one of those? When my beloved grandfather went on vacation with my parents and grandmother, only to be diagnosed with a terminal brain tumor, our family experienced an ambush. Everything went from really happy to really dark in a matter of hours. No one saw it coming. There is no doubt that the months that followed tested the faith of our family as a whole and as individuals. We were forced into a season of intense perseverance. We endured a lot of stuff we wish we didn't have to go through, but it did mature us all. I wish there had been another way to get that maturity, but that was the path that was chosen for our family. We did experience gains through that terrible time. Our immediate family grew closer than ever. After my grandfather passed, my grandmother shared with me how assured she was of her faith, and she was strengthened to go on to deal with the many necessary responsibilities on her own. I love how verse 5 promises us wisdom. All you have to do is ask with faith, and he will give it to you. Don't you just love that guarantee and assurance? What are those who endure promised?